Father, we come before you. We ask that you be gracious to us and bless us. Make your face shine upon us so that your way may be known among all generations. And I pray that you help your servant to explain your word clearly to your children and help us not only be able to understand what we hear and help us to put what we learn into practice so that we be truly blessed by you and not to be deceived by others. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The more I read the book of Acts, the more I enjoy it.
我阅读这个《使徒行传》的时候，我就越觉得心里边欢喜快乐。
And I see that our Lord Jesus Christ is a faithful, a good Lord, and guided His servant to finish His task.
我就知道阅读的时候，我就知道我哋呢个信实嘅主耶稣基督，佢会引导同埋拯救佢自己嘅仆人。
How He guided His servant and deliver him out of trouble. And I know that He is impartial God, and He will do the same to any one of us who follow the very footstep of Paul.
所以他怎样引导和怎样来到去拯救了他自己的仆人，我知道我们的神是不偏待人的主，他会仍然引领我们行保罗的脚中。
Just on the surface, you see that the Paul ministry in Jerusalem looks like it is in vain, but in reality, the book of Acts, as it is recorded by Dr. Luke, for the ministry of Paul, first to the Gentile, now to the Jews, and then to the Gentile king. And all his life is doing the will of the Lord.
喺保罗去到耶路撒冷，好似都系白做咁样。但系我哋越睇呢个《使徒行传》，藉着路加医生嘅记载，我哋睇到保罗佢自己嘅工作。佢首先向呢啲嘅未信嘅人。嚟到传福音，跟住向呢啲犹太人嚟到传福音，跟住而家我哋睇到佢向呢啲外邦嘅王嚟到传福音。
And he is doing the will of the Lord Jesus Christ.
佢系呢个保罗系跟随主耶稣基督嗰个嘅旨意而行。
The Lord is very pleased with his ministry and call his servant Dr. Luke to follow him and record everything. So that all those people in the next generation and the generation after Paul can see that if we do the will of the Father, do the will of the Lord Jesus Christ, what will we experience? When we experience difficulty, how the Lord will deliver us.
神他自己藉着这个路加医生跟着保罗在他自己这个行道里面， 所以路加医生记载咗我哋睇到保罗佢自己记载咗呢啲事情嘅时候，所以我哋一代一代过后，我哋可以睇翻《使徒行传》，我哋知道保罗佢自己嘅事迹，我哋亦都知道佢跟随主父神嘅脚中行，就系跟随主耶稣嘅脚中行。当我哋弟兄姊妹有遇到困难嘅时候，我哋就知道点样去回应。
Acts chapter 25, verse 1. 第一节.
3 days
after arriving in the province, is the province of Caesarea. Festus went up from Caesarea to Jerusalem.
第一节，腓斯都到了任，过了三天，就从凯撒利亚这个咧就系呢个省嘅省东嚟嘅，上耶路撒冷去。
In verse 2, where the chief priests and Jewish leader appeared before him and presented the charges against Paul.
祭司长和犹太人的首领向他控告保罗。
Verse 3, they urgently request Festus as a favor to them to have Paul transfer to Jerusalem, for they were preparing an ambush to kill him along the way.
第三节又央求他，求他的情将保罗提到耶路撒冷来，他们要在路上埋伏杀害他。
Lesson number one.
第一个我哋学到嘅嘢。
If you claim yourself as a Christian,
当你自己话你自己系基督徒嘅时候
，and yet you plan to kill someone，
你就计谋要谋害人嘅话。
Eventually, you will be destroyed.
你就会自己被毁灭。
Don't claim yourself being a Christian and yet your life hasn't been changed.
唔好话你自己系基督徒而你生命又冇改变。
They call themselves chief priests.
佢自己系呢啲嘅首领。
They call themselves Jewish leaders.
佢系犹太人嘅首领。
Yet,they are the one who do things that is against the Ten Commandments.
他们自己所做的事就是违背了十诫。
Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not kill.
十诫里面一诫说你不可以杀人。
Ten Commandments say, you should not give false testimony against your neighbor.
十诫其中一诫又话你唔可以作假见证嚟到告你自己嘅邻舍。
And they are against the law.
佢哋系违背咗律法。
And yet they accuse Paul, saying that Paul is the one who violated the law.
而佢哋自己违背咗律法，反而嚟到去告保罗，话佢违背咗律法。
They are the one.They are blinded.
他们是眼盲的。
They are insane.
他们是疯狂了。
Father and sister, if we claim ourselves to be Christian, make sure our life has to be changed.
如果我们说我们自己是基督徒的时候，我们一定要清楚知道我们的生命是要有所改变。
Write that down. Lesson number one.
写下第一样学到的事。
Life has to be changed.
生命要有改变。
To be changed just like Jesus.
好似主耶稣咁样改变一样。
And their life hasn't been changed.
佢哋生命冇改变。
Although they call themselves Jewish leader.
佢哋虽然叫自己系犹太嘅领导人。
They cause themselves to sin against God and cause their follower to sin against God.
佢哋自己犯罪。令到佢嘅跟随者都同佢哋一齐嘅犯罪。
Like father, like son.
有父就有子。
Verse 4.
第四节。
The governor Festus answered, Paul being held in Caesarea, and I myself am going there soon. Let some of your leaders come with me and press charges against the man there.If he has done anything wrong.
第四节，菲斯都却回答说，保罗押在凯撒利亚，我自己快要往那里去。又说，你们中间有权势的人与我一同下去，那人若有什么不是，就可以告他。
Right beside 25 verse 5.
写低25章第五节。
You write Proverbs chapter 21 verse 1. The governor Festus said,The right thing.
这里你写低箴言书21章第一节，这个的犹太的首领他讲的说话是对的。
犹太的首领，这个是一个外邦 Festus, 是一个 governor 来的嘛。Proverbs chapter 21 verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord.The Lord direct the king's heart like a watercourse wherever he pleases.
箴言书二十一章一节，王的心在耶和华手中，好像龙沟的水随意流转。
Festus' heart is in the hands of the Lord.
这个菲斯都巡抚，他的心在耶和华的手中。
The Jewish leader and the chief priest asked for a favor to have Paul transfer from Caesarea to Jerusalem so that they can ambush them and kill him, so that they can kill Paul along the way. And yet, the governor Festus answered, Paul is being held at Caesarea, and I myself am going there soon. Let some of your leader come with me and press charges against the man there if he has done anything wrong. He said the right thing. It is the Lord make him say that.
呢度我哋睇到呢啲祭司长同埋犹太嘅首领，佢哋想嚟到设计嚟到谋害保罗，所以咧佢哋希望保罗咧能够去到耶路撒冷嗰度喺路途咧嚟到杀害佢。但系第四节我哋睇到菲斯都却回答说：保罗押在凯撒利亚，我自己快要往那里去。又说你们中间有权势的人与我一同下去，那人若有什么不是，就可以告他。我哋呢度睇到呢、这个。个嘅菲斯都嘅巡抚，佢讲嘅说话系耶和华所要佢讲嘅，佢嘅心喺耶和华嘅手中。
If you just read the book of Acts and doesn't know Proverbs chapter 21, you don't even know what is going on. The more you have God's word within your heart, you look at the outcome of the situation, you know who is in control.
当你净系睇《使徒行传》嘅时候，但系你又唔记得《箴言书》21章第一节所讲嘅说话，所以我哋弟兄姊妹们，我哋越有神嘅话语喺我哋嘅心里面嘅时候，我哋睇到呢啲结局嘅时候，我哋就知道神嘅说话，神喺当中嚟到动工。
Lesson number two，
第二个功课。
As long as you are doing the will of the Lord Jesus Christ, He will deliver you out of all kind of trouble.For he is faithful and good.
当弟兄姊妹们，如果我哋行喺神嘅旨意、主耶稣基督嘅旨意里边嘅时候，当我哋遇到有任何嘅困难，神会拯救我哋，因为神系信实嘅主。
And the Lord Jesus know that the work of Paul is not finished yet.
主耶稣佢知道保罗嘅工作仲未完成。
For it is written in Acts chapter 23, verse 11. The following night, the Lord Jesus stood near Paul and said, Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome.
主耶稣知道保罗嘅工作仲未完成，点解呢？喺23章第11节佢讲到，当夜主站在保罗旁边说：放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我作见证，也必怎样在罗马为我作见证。
Right beside 25:5, you write Proverbs chapter 21:1, and then you write Acts chapter 23 verse 11.
在第25章5节你写低箴言书21章1节同埋写低23章第11节。
And then you write Acts chapter 9 verse 15 to 16.
Acts chapter 9. Okay, 使徒行传9章15至16节。
Acts 9:15. But the Lord Jesus said to Ananias, Go, this man Paul,is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentile and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
使徒行传九章十五十六节，主对阿拿尼亚说：你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
And there are three things that the Lord Jesus wants his servant Paul to fulfill.
有三样嘢，主耶稣要保罗嚟到去成就嘅。
Number one.He must testify about Jesus before the Gentiles.
他要为主耶稣基督的名在外邦人来到去宣扬。
He did it.
他做了。
You write that down?
你写低。
Starting at chapter 9, all the way to chapter 20.
你写低使徒行传九章一路至到去二十章。
He testified about Jesus among the Gentile. He finished it.
佢喺外邦人嚟到宣扬主耶稣基督嘅名，佢做咗啦。
And now, in chapter 21, and all the way to 26, he testified among the governor, Phoenix, Festus, now King Agrippa, and his wife Bernice. And in the future, he will testify before Caesar in Rome.
在二十跟住第二样佢做到嘅就係喺使徒行传二十一章至到二十六章保罗佢喺呢啲嘅千夫长面前喺腓力斯菲斯都同埋跟住呢个阿基帕同埋佢嘅太太伯尼士跟住我哋再睇到佢会喺凯撒王喺罗马嚟到为主耶稣基督嚟到作见证。
The third thing, he has to testify before the Jewish people. Act 21, 22.
同埋第三样佢要喺呢啲犹太人面前作见证就係使徒行传二十一章二十二章。
Paul is the one who knows God's will.
保罗佢认识神嘅旨意。
He not only knows God's will, he did God's will.
佢唔单止认识神嘅旨意佢亦都系行神嘅旨意。
Lesson number three.
第三样。
If you claim yourself to be Christian,You have to ask yourself, do you know the will of God in your own life?
第三样学习点就是如果你自己说你自己是基督徒的时候你要问你自己你明不明白神的旨意
Act chapter 9, verse 15 to 16.
使徒行传九章十五十六节
There are three things that Paul has to do.
三样东西保罗要做的
Before he died, he has to finish it.
在保罗离世之前他有三样东西一定要做的。
And I believe God is an impartial God. If God required Paul to do this, he required you to do the same thing too.
我知道神是一个不偏待人的主如果他要求保罗来到完成这些任务的时候我相信神亦都是要我们来到完成这个任务。
Number one,
第一样
witness about Jesus among the Gentiles.
在外邦人之中来到为他作见证。
And secondly, among the Gentile king, ruler, and leaders.
在这些的千夫长和这些的王的面前这些外邦 的王和首领面前作见证。
And thirdly, among the Jews.
第三样就是在犹太人面前来到作见证。
Act chapter 9, all the way to 20, and Paul finished it.
九章一路至到二十章保罗成就咗。
And among the king,
喺君王面前
,21,
21,
all the way to 26,
一路至到二十六章。
Among the Jews,
喺犹太人面前
,21 and 22,
21至到22章。
Now we are preaching Act 25.
我哋今日讲到使徒行传二十五章。
And I know that.
我相信
Jesus Christ controlled the heart of king. If he controlled the heart of king, he controlled your heart too. Unless you are foolish, don't even know that.
主耶稣基督控制王的心，如果他控制王的心的时候，他亦都是控制我们的心。
So, the governor Festus has to say the right thing. Say what Jesus wants him to say. What if,He say, oh, okay, you ask for favor from me, I grant you the favor. Next day, I'm going to send Paul all the way from Caesarea to Jerusalem, and he will be dead. Am I right? Brother and sister, you got to know one thing. If you do God's will, he is faithful. He will deliver you, and he will protect you until you finish your task. I want you to write it down right beside here.You write Revelation, chapter 11, 7. There are two prophets. One is Moses, one is Elijah. these two witnesses before he finished his witnesses for 1260 days, which is 42 months, which is 3.5 years. Before he finished his work, 1260 days, before that, these two witnesses will not die. When he finishes his task, he will die. And Paul knows that he will not die. If you don't know God's word, you're going to be terrified. You know God's word? Jesus say, take heart. Don't worry. I'm in control. All you have to do is follow me. You're in good hand. Does it make sense? Does it make sense?
好像这个巡抚菲力斯他讲到的说话就是耶和华要他讲的说话。如果我们可以想象一下，如果这个巡抚他说好啊，咁因为他知道这班人要来到去谋害他。如果这个巡抚他不是王的心在他的口里面的时候，他就说好啊，来到将这个保罗来到送到去耶路撒冷，半途之中呢，我们知道保罗就死了了。保罗不会死，因为保罗他行神的旨意，我们的主耶稣基督他是信实的神，他必定来到在当中来到拯救保罗，他会在当中来到保护保罗。所以我们也都看到在启示录第十一章来到讲到摩西和以利亚，他要为神来到传道1260日，等于42个月，等于3年半的时间，他要为神来到传道。他未传完道的时候他们不会死，他一为神传完道的时候他们先死。同样保罗，我们知道保罗他不会死，因为他仍然行在神的旨意里面。所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要跟随神的时候，我们不需要担心，神的话语成为我们的保障。
Keep going. Acts chapter 25. Okay, now let me finish Acts 9 first. Acts chapter 9 to Acts chapter 20. Paul did it.
9章至20章保罗做完了。
Acts chapter 21 all the way to 26, now it's 25, is majority is done.
在21章至到26章，我们现在看25章，大部分的事做完了。
And Paul also witnessed among the Jewish people in Acts 21 to 22. He done it.
在第21章、22章讲到他向犹太人来到传福音做了。
I want you to write it down other than Revelation, right beside here, 11:7. I want you to write it down Gospel of John, also written by Apostle John, chapter 4, verse 34. Jesus said, My food is to do the will of the Father who sent me. Not only do the will of the Father, but to finish it. A lot of people do the will and halfway, see trouble and will walk away. You know? And Jesus said to his servant, take heart. Don't worry. Just relax. Okay? Don't worry. How you witness for me in Jerusalem? You must witness for me in Rome. If you do not have the word of God within your heart, when you face difficulty, you fear, you are afraid, you give up. You have to have the word of God within your heart, brother and sister. Without the word of God within your heart, no way you can do the will of the Father who sent you and to finish it. Don't be a foolish man. You have to have God's word within your heart. You know that. We live is to live for Jesus. If you haven't finished your task, you're going to see Jesus empty-handed. Okay? Superficially, Like when Paul go up to Jerusalem, not much was done. The Jewish people don't believe. And the governor, they don't believe either. The king, they don't believe either. Look like it's in vain. Brother and sister, don't you know that? When Dr. Luke recorded this, all those people later on claimed themselves to be God's servant. When they lock up in prison, they won't cry. They say, who am I? The great servant of God, Paul, even he himself was locked up in prison. And yet he finished God's task. Will all other God's servants be happy? Am I right? You know what? If Dr. Luke loved his job to be a physician, and don't love the job to be a servant of God, nobody know his name's called Luke. And he gonna receive reward from Jesus because he know God's will. From human point of view, he is a physician, he's a doctor. But from God's point of view, he's a servant of a mighty God. Am I right?
弟兄姊妹们，我哋亦都睇下约翰福音四章三十四节，耶稣说：我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。好多时弟兄姊妹，我哋可以明白神嘅旨意，但系我哋冇完成佢嘅工作。好似如果我哋见到有危险有困难嘅时候，我哋半路就嚟到去放弃。如果我哋认识主耶稣嘅时候，主耶稣基督同我哋讲：你唔使胆怯，你唔使忧虑。好似保罗，佢如果去到耶路撒冷为神作见证，但系神亦都要佢去到罗马为耶稣嚟到去作见证。如果我哋有神嘅话语嘅时候，我哋唔需要胆怯。我哋翻转头，我哋就谂翻起究竟边个差遣我哋嘅，我哋就要完成神嘅工作。我哋最基本嘅就系我哋要有神嘅话语喺我哋嘅心里边。如果我哋有神嘅话语嘅时候，我哋为主耶稣基督而活嘅时候，当我哋见到主耶稣面对面嘅时候，我哋唔会空手嘅嚟到去见佢。好似表面上保罗佢去到耶路撒冷嘅时候，佢为呢啲嘅千夫长，为呢啲嘅巡抚，为呢啲嘅外邦嘅王嚟到去作见证，好似系白做一样。但系我哋睇到佢其实佢内里佢有神嘅工作喺里面，好似呢个路加医生一样。如果路加医生佢喜欢做医生嘅话，佢冇放弃佢嘅工作，佢冇成为主耶稣基督嘅仆人嘅时候，我哋今日亦都唔知道呢个嘅路加系咩人。如果佢做佢自己医生嘅工作嘅时候，佢冇成为神自己嘅仆人嘅时候，我哋今日都唔能够认识佢。
You see, next Sunday is the Mother Day. Who is preaching? Huh? You preaching? I'm going to give you a preview of the Mother Day, okay? Do you remember last week? There's a mother from the Baltimore. And he joined the riot. He looked for his son. He found out his son not going to the school and joined the riot. He go to him. He's going to smack him, okay? That mother doing the will of the father. Smack his son, okay? Listen to me. If you are the mother and your son joined the riot, you don't smack him and he go to hell, God gonna hold you accountable. You have to know that. You don't just give birth to your son. You're gonna be responsible for the life of your son, whether he's successful or he's failed. Do you understand? Do you know this is the will of the God for you to do? You better make sure. I can guarantee you one thing. If your children's not successful, don't blame your children. You blame yourself first. You're not doing the right job. You smack him. Okay? He said, oh, I know. Wow, you know what? His father didn't smack him. His father smacked him, You know, he's going to fight with his father. But his mother smacked him, okay? Right? Not a widow, is a single mother. Okay? Not necessarily a widow, okay? But this is the right thing to do. Listen to me, okay? If you as a mother don't smack your child, and he did the wrong thing, when he comes to the church, his fault, his pastor smack him, he's gonna walk away. You're supposed to smack him, okay? This is God's will for you. That son, although he's a prodigal son, dare not fight back. Do you understand? Smack him. Doing God's work. You say, Pastor John, how do you know he's doing God's work? Discipline your son. Don't let him go to hell. Don't let him be struck dead. He's stupid to fight with the police. Next day, the army gonna come, right? Smack it like that. Ah, oh, I say, that's good. You know what? I predicted that the talk host soul gonna invite that hero mother of the year to you know. Lo and behold, tiger mother. Smack him like that. I said, that's good. He didn't smack him one. Keep on smacking, okay? Until he wake up and say, I know. On top of that, he could take off their mask. Let everybody see who he is. That can save his life, man. Do you understand?
所以我跟大家讲到下个星期就是母亲节，我而家咧同大家讲一件事，就是大家喺电视见到 Baltimore 呢个地方有一个男仔，佢个妈咧就跟住佢追住佢嚟到打佢。点解咧？因为佢冇翻学，佢去参加呢啲暴动嚟到去反嗰啲警察。所以我哋弟兄姊妹们，我哋生咗细蚊仔嘅时候，我哋唔系就咁生佢出嚟，我哋系要教养佢。点解？我知道呢样事系。 呢个母亲系做得啱咧，佢而家咧成为系今年度嘅最好嘅母亲，阿 Lorraine 姊妹佢话佢系虎妈，因为咧佢追住佢个细路嚟到打佢，佢唔想佢嘅灵魂落地狱，佢去按住圣经嘅原则嚟到去管教佢，佢虽然系一个单身嘅母亲，但系咧佢追住佢个仔，佢甚至咧将佢嗰个嘅口罩咧嚟到除落嚟，等咧全世界嘅人都见到佢。
When you did wrong, your mother did not discipline you. So that's why you failed. When I was in high school, I don't study. My mother, 拿着藤条啊, among all my friends, when I play soccer, he get a swag like that. Wow, I say, who carried that, you know, who carried the stick in the playing soccer? I look at that, it's my mom in front of all my friends, you know. I can't beat her up. I will go back home, okay? And ever since then, I start studying. And my life was changed. If my life wasn't changed, I cannot be a pastor. If I cannot be a pastor, a lot of people will not be saved. My mother saved me. Your mother is no good. That's why you fail. When I say one thing, your mother say another thing. That's why you fail.
当我哋唔成功嘅时候，我哋就要赖翻我个母亲。以前我细个唔读书，我去唔上堂唔读书，我反而去打足球。突然之间，我阿妈咧就攞住嗰个藤条嚟揈落我个脚度，喺我嗰班嘅朋友嗰度咧就嚟到打我。所以咧，我都唔好意思，我又唔能够同我阿妈嚟到去争执，所以咧我就翻屋企读书。我而家生命有所改变嘅时候咧，我可以成为牧师，我可以咧嚟到帮助人哋，令到咧好多嘅人咧能够得救。
You either smack by your mother, if not, then by your pastor, if not, then by God. You write that down, by God. 9:16. And Jesus Christ say, this servant of mine gonna suffer for me for my kingdom's sake. I will show it to him, he's going to suffer for me. Acts chapter 9, verse 16.
如果你的母亲不管教你的时候，或者你回到教会由你的牧师来到管教你，你的牧师都不管教你的时候，就由神来到管教你。
That's exactly what happened. The Lord Jesus himself inflict pain and suffering on the life of Paul.
在使徒
Why? Because I want to greatly use him to be a noble instrument. You cannot be a noble instrument unless you are disciplined.
在使徒行传九章十六节，佢呢度主耶稣同保罗佢咁讲，佢话我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难，因为点解呀？因为主耶稣基督佢要大大嘅嚟到使用保罗，佢要佢成为贵重嘅器皿，佢要好好嘅嚟到管教佢，嚟到预备佢去嚟到去作事。
The more pain, affliction and suffering that Paul endured,the more noble instrument he become.
保罗佢喺肉身上受更多嘅苦楚，受更多嘅苦难嘅时候，佢就更加会成为呢个贵重嘅器皿。
If you want your children to be destroyed, you don't discipline him.
如果你想你嘅孩子被毁灭嘅时候，你就唔好去管教佢啦。
Your mother don't discipline you.
你嘅母亲唔管教你。
You don't even know you're wrong.
你就唔知道你甚至系错误嘅。
By the time you realize you're wrong,
当你知道自己错嘅时候
，you lost 2 years, 3 years, you waste your time, you become shameful.
你就浪费咗两年、三年嘅时候，你为自己嘅事嚟到羞愧。
You suffer disgrace.
你就冇晒面啦。
Thanks God that I have a godly mother.
多谢主，我有一个敬虔嘅母亲。
When the Lord called me.The first thing I say to my wife, that the Lord called me, I have to go to New York to study seminary. The next person I talk to is my mother. I say, Mother, the Lord called me to go to New York to study seminary. I may not be able to see you. What do you think? He say, if the Lord call you, you go. And I go.
当神呼召我的时候，我第一个人同我的太太讲，我要去到纽约来到去读神学院，读神学。然之后第二个人我就同我母亲讲，我话母亲，我被神呼召要去到纽约来到读神学。你认为点啊？或者呢我会有一段时间见唔到你嘅。但是我母亲话，如果神呼召你嘅时候，你就去啦。
Jesus Christ you cannot see, but he can control the heart of the governor.He can control the heart of Phoenix, Festus, and Agrippa, and to say what the Lord wants him to say, so that his servant Paul will be delivered. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now?
主耶稣基督嘅心我哋睇唔到，但系主耶稣佢可以控制呢啲王嘅心，好似呢啲千夫长嘅心，呢啲巡抚嘅心，甚至呢个亚基帕王同埋佢太太嘅心。
When you are in my house, you're not supposed to put your feet on the table. I'm going to smack you. So no one will put feet on the table. Now in high school, the student put feet on the chair to put feet everywhere. The teacher did not teach them. And they do the same thing.When they take the transit, Hamilton transit, the inspector is going to write you a ticket, $150. You're not supposed to do that. If your mother don't teach you, if your teacher don't teach you, the inspector is going to teach you with a fine, $150. If you don't learn it from the inspector, you go and get a job, your boss is going to teach you. He's going to fire you.Because God is in behind to teach you. If you don't know, what can I say? You are foolish. If you know, then you are wise. Your mind has already been renewed.
当你喺屋企嘅时候，你个台、你个脚可以摆喺台上边。 或者甚至我哋而家翻学，我哋翻去中学嘅时候，我哋嗰对脚又鍾意摆喺啲凳上面，或者呢随便任意放嘅。甚至呢我哋而家去搭嗰啲公共车嘅时候，我哋嗰隻脚呢又周围放喺啲凳嘅时候呢，有啲检察官嚟呢，佢可以俾个罚款你，佢写一个罚款俾你150元。所以我哋好多时我哋做母亲嘅我哋唔教，返到学校啲学校嘅老师又唔教，就会呢俾呢啲检察官呢就俾你一个罚款嚟到去教你。甚至如果佢呢啲人你都冇攞到呢啲嘅罚款嘅时候，你就攞到份工，你个老板就会教你啦。点样教你呢？佢就会炒你鱿鱼。所以呢我哋好多时如果我哋知道呢啲嘅规矩嘅时候，我哋即刻去改变嘅时候，我哋就系智慧人，我哋唔系愚昧人。如果我哋听管教嘅时候呢，就代表我哋嘅心意已经更新咗啦。
In Canada, you can smuggle drugs. And in US, you can smuggle drugs. And you're going to be locked up.Maybe a few months, a few years. You try to do that in Indonesia. He gonna lock you up and gun you down. He didn't care whether you are American or not. He gonna gun you down. I thank God for that. You don't learn it here? You think you can do it anywhere? You gonna lose your son. Brother and sister, when you watch the news,Do you see that? Not very many people see that. You don't learn it at home. You're going to learn it abroad. God's going to teach you a lesson. So that the whole world know about that. Brother and sister, you better learn that lesson. Okay? And minister well in your own household. Make sure your children are successful.You don't teach, someone going to teach him. That will be very, very painful. Am I right? Everybody say?
如果你来到加拿大或者美国的地方，你贩卖毒品的时候，捉到你的时候，或者判你几个月坐监或者几年的坐监，但是如果你去到某些的国家，好像例如印尼的国家，你被他捉到的时候，他就会来到枪杀你。佢唔理你系咪美国人定加拿大籍，佢唔会理你。所以弟兄姊妹们，我哋好多时睇到嘅新闻嘅时候，我哋就成为我哋嘅警戒。我哋喺屋企要嚟到管教佢，如果唔系佢哋去到外国嘅地方嘅时候呢，佢就会受到呢啲嘅管教。如果弟兄姊妹们，我哋嘅新闻仔唔成功嘅时候，就是我哋自己嘅责任，所以我哋有责任嚟到去管教佢。管教嘅时候，当然佢哋系觉得系好受苦，但系咧系对佢哋有益处嘅。
Act chapter 25 verse 6. After spending 8 or 10 days in Jerusalem with the leader and also with the chief priest, the governor.Festus went down to Caesarea. How come the Bible say went down? Because Jerusalem is in a higher place. So that's why you leave Jerusalem, you always go down. You understand? Okay? Because Jerusalem, on top of Jerusalem mountain is the temple. The temple is always in a higher ground. Okay? So the Festus went down to Caesarea, going back to the province that he was the governor, okay? And the next day, he convened the court and ordered that Paul be brought before him.
在第六节，菲斯都在他们那里住了不过10天8天，就下海撒利亚去。为什么圣经讲话要下到海撒利亚呢？因为由耶路撒冷去到海撒利亚，耶路撒冷呢就是高高在上的，还有那里呢有这个的会堂，同埋呢喺一个高高山上面。第二天坐堂吩咐将保罗提上来。
Verse 7, when Paul appeared,The Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him. A lot of people, you know. The thing is, a lot of people got to be right. No, a lot of people doesn't mean he's right. Whether he's right or wrong, you have to compare what he say, what he did, with the word of God. You have a lot of people around him, doesn't mean that you are right. You understand? You try to threaten him. You know what? Paul know that. Eventually he become king. He gonna judge all those people who are around him and accuse him. You understand? And he will be in deep trouble. Okay? Verse 7, when Paul appeared, the Jews who has come down from Jerusalem, their chief priests, their leaders, and stood around him, bringing many serious charges against him, which they could not prove. You can bring charges, but it cannot prove. That means it's wrong. You understand? If you bring serious charges, you prove it. Same as when you explain God's word, you got to prove it. Prove it. Prove it in other area of the Bible. What did God say? You prove it. If you don't prove it, you're not preaching God's word. When you bring charges, you got to prove it. You understand? You cannot have false accusation. Okay?
第7节, 保罗来了那些从耶路撒冷下来的犹太人, 这些犹太人是谁啊? 就是那些犹太的君王,那些首领啦, 周围站着, 好像他们很多人, 很多人的时候, 大家就以为很多人一定对吗? 很多人不一定是对的, 我们要回去, 神的话语那里才知道哪些是对哪些是错的。 将许多重大的事来到控告他控告保罗都是不能证实的。 他们有很多严重的控告, 但是这些严重的控告, 他们都不能证实。 所以很多时好像我们解释神的话语, 我们都要能够证明出来才行的。
You know what? When I see that the Baltimore mother smacked his son, nobody say to me, this mother is child abuse. Because we all know that if this mother did not smack his son, he may be killed. In the same way, when God say, discipline your son, lest your son go to hell. We don't know that. We despise God's word. When this mother smack him, everybody say, amen, good job. Do you understand? Brother and sister, you don't know the consequences of God's word. If you know the consequences of God's word, you won't do it. You will agree with God. Do you understand? I know what I'm saying. Your mother doesn't know what what she's saying. You understand? So that's why I let you suffer and I let your mother suffer. Hopefully, you too going to be changed.
当我看到这个 Baltimore 这个母亲, 她打她自己的孩子的时候, 我们没听到有人说她在虐童的。 为什么呢? 因为, 如果她的母亲不这样做的时候, 她的儿子就会被杀了。 所以我们很多时要来到去管教我们的小孩子, 好像圣经说, 免得他下地狱里面, 我们很多时, 藐视神的话语, 但是在今次这个 Baltimore 的事件的时候, 我们知道很多人都赞同这个母亲所做的事, 所以我们的后果就是我们要认同神的话语, 很多弟兄姊妹他不用认同神的话语, 因为他不知道的后果, 我知道, 我明白, 所以我会来到去管教你们。
Proverbs 19:18, discipline your son, for in that there is hope. If you discipline your son, there's hope in your heart, in the heart of your son. Do not be a willing party to his death. Do not allow him to go to hell. Okay? Smack him.
在箴言书19章18节, 趁有指望管教你的儿子, 你的心不可任他死亡, 所以我们要打他的。
Two children come to me for advice. Your mother come to me for advice. I discipline you. Your mother's not on my side. Another children is Sadi. I discipline Sadi. And then her mother is on my side. And now Sadi is successful. I say, throw away the Apple iPhone. I don't want you to touch the iPhone. Not the computer. She listened. She didn't have to drop out from U of A. She go through it.
有两类的,
I've been there before. I was a loser before. I turn around. I become an overcomer. I know how to be successful. You got to be turned around. Your mother stand against me. That's why you suffer. Her mother stand with me. That's why she's successful. Do you see a difference?
有两个孩子来到我面前，有一个就是佢个母亲唔同我一齐嚟到去管教佢下孩子，另外一个就是Sally，Sally我同佢妈妈讲嘅时候，我话你唔准再掂你呢个嘅苹果嘅手风，同埋又唔准掂电脑，佢妈妈同我一齐合作嘅时候，所以而家Sally咧佢就成功啦，能够继续嚟到完成佢嘅学业，所以弟兄姊妹们，我以前有呢个经历，我而家系一个得胜者，所以咧我识得嚟到去教你哋。
And I think later on in life, whoever marries Sally, Sally gonna have a good children. And she gonna say the same thing to her child. You say, oh, you say you can't do it? No, you can do it if you want. You have to work harder. You repent. That's all you have to do. Am I right? Sally say, Pastor John, I don't know whether I can be an engineer, but could you pray for me? I want to give a try. In here, I lay hand on her. I say, Heavenly Father, how you bless me? I pray you bless her. I remember that, right?
我相信第时啊，Sally结婚。
Your mother, you say thank you to her. You understand? If I say one thing, your household say another thing, you'll be dead. Agree with the pastor because he's doing God's work. Do you understand?
第时Sally佢有佢自己嘅孩子嘅时候，佢嘅孩子会嚟到佢嘅面前，话俾佢听：母亲，我唔可以做呢啲嘢。佢话你可以做嘅，所以咧，我记得阿Sally，我就企喺嗰度，佢话牧师，我唔知道点做，你可唔可以为我祈祷？牧师啊，可以，阿牧师咧就同佢喺嗰度为佢嚟到按手祈祷。
It's not so much engineering. It's any faculty. It's the same thing. It's difficult. You have to work hard. You understand? You have to turn around. You have to repent. Okay? Any job is like that.
唔係淨係工程系呢一科，任何一個系科都係一樣。我哋係要悔改回轉，我哋係要扭轉過嚟，我哋就可以成功。
Go back to Acts chapter 25, verse 8. The reason why I say they give false testimony, because they just bring many serious charges against Paul, and yet they cannot prove it. Don't say something that you cannot prove it. Say something that you can prove it. Then people who listen to you can understand. Right? I give two illustrations. You know what? 2 years later, now you hear my sermon, you deeply understand what I'm trying to say because you suffer pain and disgrace. Right? Actually, 2 years ago, I know the outcome already. But you don't know. Now you know. Still not too late. Still not too late, right? You still can be very, very successful. You got that, Hilbert? You can make it. Because we are all like that. This is the process, right? Don't worry. Take heart, all right? You turn around, you can be so good in your career.
所以好多时我哋作假见证就係好似呢个保罗嘅例子嗰度，佢讲佢好多嘅严重嘅控告嘅事嚟到控告保罗，但係冇一样能够证实得到嘅。所以喺两年前我同阿 Hubert 个母亲嚟到讲话嘅时候，我知道今日係会有今日嘅结果，但係你哋当时唔知道，但係我同佢你个母亲讲完说话嘅时候我已经知道。但係 Hubert 而家都唔係太迟，你仍然可以扭转过嚟，我哋呢个系一个学习嘅过程当中啫。
One more thing I want to say, one more thing. When you study university, you don't need iPhone. You need to study hard. You don't need any boyfriend, girlfriend. You need to study hard. And you're gonna make it. When you make it,All this girl gonna come to you.
所以同样仲有一样嘢我想讲到你哋读大学嘅时候唔需要咩嘅 iPhone, 你最主要就係能够勤力读书，我哋又唔需要咩男女朋友男女关系嘅。所以当你成功咗嘅时候，所有呢啲女仔都会黐埋嚟啦。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Then Paul make his defense.I have done nothing wrong against the law of the Jews, or against the temple, or against Caesar.
保罗分数说，无论犹太人的律法，或是圣殿，或是凯撒，我都没有干犯。
If he have done something against the Caesars, if he has done something against the temple, if he has done something against the law of the Jews,That are the serious charges. Not one, many. That's why three. Many serious charges the Jewish people bring against Paul, and yet they cannot prove it. Paul say, I didn't do that. All right?
保罗知道佢冇干犯凯撒，佢冇干犯圣殿，佢亦都冇干犯呢个律法，佢连一样都冇干犯。如果佢真係有做嘅时候，就好似正如前一节嘅圣经讲，係许多重大嘅事嚟到控告佢，但係保罗一样都冇做到。
What is the reason why Paul was on trial? Because he preached about resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗佢其实要被审系点解呢？因为佢讲到主耶稣基督嘅复活。
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is in conformity with the law teaching.
佢传到主耶稣基督从死里复活系同呢个嘅律法系一致嘅。
And he preached about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is.In conformity with the teaching in the temple.
是他讲到主耶稣基督从水里复活的时候是跟圣殿那个的律法是一致的。
So what I'm trying to say, right beside temple, you write down Gospel of John, chapter 2, Gospel of John, chapter 2,Starting with verse 13, I read that to you, 13 to 22. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple court, he found men selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and other sitting at table,exchanging money, so Jesus made a whip out of the court and drove all from the temple area. Both sheep and cattle, he scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their table. How come Jesus so upset, so angry? Because he tried to save his people. They want to make money through the sacrifice. They not knowing that.The temple of God is for people to pray, not just for sacrifices. In verse 16, to those who sold doves, he said, get this out of here. How dare you turn my father's house into a marketplace? And his disciples remember that it is written, seal for your house, house mean temple. Seal for your temple will consume Jesus. Then the Jews demanded of him, what miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this? Jesus answered, destroy this temple. Destroy this temple means destroy my life. Destroy my body. And I will raise it again in 3 days. I will be resurrected in 3 days. Because Jesus destroyed them, he tried to save their life, smack them, tried to save their life, they don't understand. They ask Jesus for proof. Jesus give them proof. You destroy my life, I rise from the dead 3 days. So the resurrection, the teaching of the resurrection is the teaching of the temple. That's why the temple was destroyed in AD 70. After it was destroyed, when Jesus Christ come back second time, the temple will be rebuilt. But then when the temple was rebuilt, that temple will be used for prayer, not just for sacrifices. You understand? And then the Bible say, verse 20, then Jews reply, it has taken 46 years to build this temple. And you are going to raise it in 3 days? You're going to build it in 3 days? But the temple Jesus has spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recall what Jesus has said. Then they believe the scripture and they believe the word that Jesus has spoken. They don't believe at that time because they don't understand. Later on, they believe they understand. At that time, you don't believe, you don't understand. Now you understand, right? Right. So Jesus say, I didn't do anything wrong against the law. I talk about resurrection. I didn't do anything against the temple. Because the temple of God is the body of Jesus Christ. And Paul also say, we are the temple of God. Why? Because we have the Holy Spirit inside our body. Later on, they understand. Wow, Paul's teaching is right. At first, thinking that Paul is wrong, right? Persecute him, he's wrong. Later on, say, wow, he's right. I'm wrong, and I'm going to turn around. Am I right? That's good.
喺呢个约翰福音五章嗰度嚟到讲到，第十七节，他的门徒就想起经上记着说，再前啲，系第十三节嗰度讲到，约翰福音二章十三节，犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去，看见殿里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人在那里，耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出殿去，倒出兑换银钱之人的银子，推翻他们的桌子。点解耶稣会喺呢度咁嬲怒呢？因为咧，佢哋将呢个殿变作买卖嘅地方，因为耶稣嘅殿应该系爱嚟祈祷嘅，系万国祷告嘅殿。第十六节，又对卖鸽子的人说：把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的殿当作买卖的地方。第十七节，他的门徒就想起经上记着说：我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。这个殿呢，就是这个圣殿，主耶稣基督那个的身体来的。第十八节，因此犹太人问他说：你既做这些事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？ 耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，即是呢讲到主耶稣基督的生命，主耶稣基督的身体，我三日内要再建立起来，即是呢讲到主耶稣基督三日后会复活起来。第二十节，犹太人便说，这殿是46年才造成的，你三日内就再建立起来吗？但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿，所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。所以他们初时不相信，他们初时不相信的时候就不明白，后来相信的时候，想翻起的时候呢，就来到明白了。好似同样佢哋诬告保罗所讲嘅，就係话点解一讲到主耶稣基督从水里复活，就话佢係用呢件事嚟到控告佢呢？因为佢哋唔知道，唔清楚，唔明白。
Jesus say in John chapter 2 verse 21, the temple is the body of Jesus Christ.
约翰福音二章二十一节讲到呢个殿嘅时候，就系主耶稣基督嘅身体。
And Paul saying that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 to 17, Paul say your body is the temple of God.
喺哥林多前书三章十六十七节，保罗亦都讲到你嘅呢个殿就系我哋自己嘅身体。
Jesus Christ's body is the temple of God.And now Paul say, your body is the temple of God.
然之后保罗就讲到我哋嘅身体就系神嘅殿。
And then Jesus say,
主耶稣就话
,John chapter 3 verse 34, Jesus' body was so filled with the Holy Spirit without limit. And then Paul say in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13 to 14,Don't you know that when you receive the gospel that can save you, the moment you receive the gospel, receive Jesus Christ into your body, you have the Holy Spirit within your body. So that's why your body is the temple of God. That is not against the law. That's not against Bible. This is God's word, man. You understand? They don't understand God's word, and then they bring accusations serious.Many serious accusation charges against Paul, but they cannot prove it. I prove it. Do you see that? I prove it.
当他们不明白的时候，讲到主耶稣基督的殿和保罗都已经在不同的经节来到解释的时候，所以他们就用着这个藉口，就用很多这些 的控告来到控告保罗。但是呢，我可以在这里来到明证给你们知道。
You write that down, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 6.Verse 16. Just in 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Paul mentioned it three times. Three times! Okay? No way we will miss that. Because people accuse him. Okay? Wrongly accuse him. He wants all the Christians to understand that. Your body is the temple of God.Because you have the Holy Spirit within your body. I say it one more time. Your body is the temple of God because you have the Holy Scripture in your body. Remember in the Old Testament? In the most holy place, what's inside the Ark of Covenant? Ten Commandments. Now, in the New Covenant, God say, I'm going to put God's Word within your heart. In your heart, you have God's Word. That means in the most holy place, is that your body is the temple of God? Does it make sense? It makes sense, right?This is in conformity with the Old Testament teaching, right? Did Paul do anything wrong? No. They don't even understand Bible. You understand? When you explain scripture, you better prove it so that people know what you believe, right? Nowadays, a lot of preachers, a lot of pastors, they don't prove it. They just read it through. They don't even understand, right?
呢度保罗讲到，我哋身体就系神嘅殿，所以我哋因为我哋嘅心里边有神嘅圣灵同埋神嘅圣言里边，大家记得旧约嘅时代，我哋有呢个嘅至圣所，至圣所咧就放呢个嘅十诫喺里边。但系我哋而家新约嘅时代，我哋有神嘅话语嘅时候，我哋嘅
至圣所有约柜，约柜里边有十诫，所以系一个至圣所。至圣所因为冇 holy place， 因为有 holy scripture 喺嗰度。咁我哋嘅 temple， 我哋嘅 body becomeHoly temple. Why? Because we have a holy word in there. We have the holy spirit in there that make it holy. Does it make sense? 这个 teaching 好 deep 啊，好深奥啊， right? That we have to open our eye. Because Paul teaching is explaining Jesus teaching in chapter 2 verse 21. So, when Jesus teach that, they try to destroy Jesus. When Paul say the same thing, they try to destroy Paul. You understand? Oh, you say somethingWhat they understand, they say worldly thing. They say, "Oh, this pastor is good, but he didn't teach you any Bible. You don't understand what, you know, what's the serious charges? The chief priest and all the leader are accusing him. They thought they are right, but they are wrong. You understand?
在约翰福音二章二十一节，主耶稣想来到解释俾佢哋听。嘅时候，佢哋就想嚟到去毁灭耶稣。同样，保罗喺呢度尝试去解释俾佢哋听嘅时候，佢哋同一样嚟到去想毁灭保罗。所以好多人以为多人嘅时候就一定啱，其实唔一定啱啊。
Did Paul say anything against Caesar? Paul did not say anything against Caesar. Paul say what? In Romans chapter 13, pay tax. Pay tax, right? You pay tax. All Christians should pay tax.Right? Just like Jesus, he paid tax too. So that's why Phoenix, Festus, these two governors cannot find any charges that deserve to be executed. You understand? Even though the Jewish people ask for favor, the Festus say, I can't do that. I can't do that, right? Big, I have no ground to put him to death. No ground to condemn him, okay?That's the right thing, right?
所以保罗佢其实有冇嚟到去得罪凯撒呢？保罗佢冇得罪凯撒，佢点解呀？佢话凯撒话你哋要交税嘅时候就去交税，同样主耶稣基督都系咁讲，属于凯撒嘅就归返俾凯撒。所以呢个嘅腓力斯大人或者呢个腓斯都大人，佢哋都冇一个嘅证据嚟到去控告保罗。
I want you to write it down right beside verse 5. He is controlled by the Holy Spirit. In verse 9, he was controlled by the evil spirit. Festus, 5 minutes ago, he was controlled by the Holy Spirit to say the right thing. To say things that is fair and just, agree with God, agree with Jesus' teaching. And then in verse 9, Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor.Said to Paul, are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and stand trial before me there on these charges? You understand? 5 minutes ago, he said things that agree with God's teaching because his heart was controlled by God. And 5 minutes later, his heart was controlled by who? By Satan. Same as Matthew chapter 16:16, when Jesus asked the disciple, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Messiah. You are the son of the living God. And then 5 minutes later, he tells Jesus not to go up to Jerusalem to suffer for them. You understand? Same thing. Okay?
所以喺呢个嘅《使徒行传》二十五章五节嗰阵嗰度，你就写低系圣灵充满；喺第九节你就写住被邪灵充满；第五节我哋睇到佢系被圣灵充满，佢觉得佢系冇咩嘅罪行。跟住第九节嘅时候，
唔系觉得冇咩罪行啊！第五节佢因为佢话啊嘛，如果你有对佢有咩控告嘅，你咪去上耶路撒冷咯。佢唔带佢，唔会将佢带去。Caesarea, 凯撒利亚嗰度去到耶路撒冷嘛 ,right?
第九节的时候，他就为了要讨这些犹太人的欢喜，第九节说，但腓斯都要讨犹太人的喜欢，就问保罗说，你愿意上耶路撒冷去在那里听我审断这事吗？五分钟前他仍然被圣灵充满，五分钟后他就被邪灵所充满。同样我们看回马太福音十六章十六节，西门彼得同样都是主耶稣问他们，你们说我是谁？然后呢，西门彼得他说，你是永生神的儿子。跟着呢，五分钟后呢，他就想阻止耶稣上到去耶路撒冷那里。
So lesson to learn.
学到什么功课呢？
If your heart is not controlled by Jesus,
你的心，
then your heart will be controlled by Satan.
你的心不被主耶稣控制的时候，就被邪灵所控制。
Lesson number two.
第二样学到的。
If you do not speak on behalf of Jesus, then you speak on behalf of Satan.
你不是为主耶稣基督说话的时候，你就为撒旦来到开口了。
Then we have to watch ourselves.
我们就要好好来到去检讨我们自己。
How do we know at what time are we controlled by the Holy Spirit? At what time are we controlled by the evil spirit?
我们怎样知道我们讲嘢的时候是被圣灵所充满，又或被邪灵所充满呢？
You write down Isaiah chapter 8 verse 20. If what Festus has said is against what Jesus has said, then he is controlled by the evil spirit. Because Jesus say he will witness for Jesus in Rome. And he want him to get him back to Jerusalem to be killed on the way. You understand? Politician is politician. Do not trust the politician. You have to judge what they say according to the word of God. But if you do not have the word of God within your heart, you cannot judge it. You don't even know. You're at a loss. You understand? So if you don't memorize God's word, you destroy your own life. You understand? You make the wrong decision, you don't even know. When people say you're wrong, then you feel upset. You're a proud man. Okay? When people say you're wrong, you say, why I'm wrong? Prove it to me. And when you find out that you're wrong, then you turn around and you'll be alright. Does it make sense? Don't be stubborn, man. Okay?
你记记住呢个嘅圣经以赛亚书八章二十节，人当以分配和法度为标准，他们所说的若不与此相符，必不得见神光。所以呢，我哋要有神自己嘅话语。我哋记得保罗佢要去到罗马为耶稣基督作见证。如果你如果你送咗佢去耶路撒冷嘅时候，佢就已经被杀。所以我哋要有神嘅话语喺我哋心里边。如果唔系，我哋自己嚟到去毁灭我哋自己。
You know what the politician is like? Because they were molded by the people. They want to please the people. You understand that, right? They say, oh, not all. Hey, Jewish people, leader, chief priest, not that I don't want to send him up to Jerusalem. He didn't want to go. He wanted to go to Rome. You understand? At least he get excused.Politicians are always like that. So the more you read the Bible, the more you understand their heart, okay?
所以好多呢啲嘅政治家，佢哋因为佢系被人哋选出嚟嘅，被呢啲人选出嚟，佢哋做好多嘅事都系想嚟到去讨呢啲人民嘅喜悦。所以呢啲犹太嘅军长、呢啲嘅首领、呢啲嘅千夫长、呢啲嘅王，佢哋其实唔系想带保罗去。保罗的心其实不是想去耶路撒冷，他保罗的心他想去到罗马的地方。
Verse 10, Paul answer, I am now standing before Caesar's court, not in Jerusalem, where I ought to be tried, in Rome, not in Jerusalem. I have not done anything wrong to the Jews, as you yourself know very well. In other words, Paul know that. You know that I'm not sins againstThe Jewish people, they wrongly accused me. You know that. Verse 11, if however I'm guilty of doing anything deserve death, I do not refuse to die. But if these charges brought against me by these Jews are not true, because they cannot find any ground, they cannot prove it. No one has the right to hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar. Very short, the statement. Four words. I appeal to Caesar. I want you to write it down. I appeal to Caesar. When God's servants are so filled with God's word, he knows what to say and say the right thing. You write down Acts chapter 23, verse 11. Because the following night, the Lord stood near Paul and said to Paul, take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify in Rome. That's why I appeal to Caesar. Is Paul so filled with the Holy Spirit? Is he doing God's word? He's doing God's word. Brother and sister, you got to know God's will. Then when you say that, you say it with power. You don't know God's word, you say all kind of garbage, you destroy your own life.
在第二十五章第十节，保罗说，我站在凯撒的堂前，这就是我应当受审的地方。我向犹太人并没有行过什么不义的事，这也是你明明知道的。所以这个保罗的心意，他不是要去到耶路撒冷，他的心意就是去到罗马，被这个凯撒王来到受审。我若行了不义的事，犯了什么该死的罪，就是死我也不迟。他们所告我的事若都不实，就没有人可以把我交给他们。我要上告于凯撒。这里呢英文呢只是用了四个字，但是我们中文呢，保罗说我要上告于凯撒，译了做这几个字。你在这几个字的旁边呢，弟兄姊妹写低使徒行传二十三章十一节。当夜主站在保罗旁边说，放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我作见证，也必怎样在罗马为我作见证。我们看到保罗他真是大大被圣灵充满，他讲出来的说话是大有能力，他讲的说话就是神的说话，不是这样乱讲一塌糊涂的。
In verse 12, after Festus has heard that he was as a loss. This governor doesn't know what to do. That's why the governor has conferred with his council. He declared, you have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar, you will go.
所以,
I want you to write that down. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 1. Who is in control? My Lord Jesus Christ is in control. Heaven rule. He rule. He rule among the heart of the governor and the council. When they have a meeting together, they don't know what to do. The end of the meeting, they conclude to go to Rome. Who is in control? Is our Jesus Christ in control? Is it?
在第十二节，他这里说，腓斯都和议会商量了。当在第十一节，腓斯都听到保罗这样讲的时候，他都不知道怎样做。所以呢，第十二节，他说他和议会商量了，就说，你既上告于凯撒，可以往凯撒那里去。所以的呢个结局是什么呢？好啦，你哋而家阿保罗呢可以去到罗马凯撒嗰度嚟到受审。所以大家写低箴言书二十一章一节，就是讲到王嘅心喺耶和华手中。所以我哋整件事睇到边个仍然喺当中嚟到控制呢，就是主耶稣基督。
I'm not saying that.After Festus has conferred with his council, the decision got to be Jesus' decision. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that. I want you to write down Act 25, 12. Act chapter 25, verse 12, what the Bible teaches is, as long as this decision is in conformity with Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, which is Acts chapter 23, verse 11. But brother and sister, but if Jesus Christ appeared to you and he said something to you and you don't even remember, there's nothing I can do. You've got to memorize God's word, man. If you don't memorize it, you don't even know what to do. You don't even know what to say. You say the wrong thing, then you're in deep trouble. At that time, you can't prepare. You've got to prepare now because you don't know what you're going to face tomorrow. Because you're going to make some decision. Some decision cause you a lot of harm and pain. Some decision give you a lot of happiness and joy. Do you understand that? You got to make sure what you say is in agreement with what Jesus said. Then you are in the right track. Does it make sense?
在第25章12节那里，我现在跟弟兄姊妹讲，这个的决定，这个的结果，不是一定当这个腓斯都商量了之后就是这个的结果。我要弟兄姊妹们知道你记住。
不是腓斯都，腓斯都，腓斯都。我都不懂得这个人啊，腓到腓，差少少啊，你宁波口音啊，就肥斯都嘅肥斯都，肥辣地个肥啦，佢又佢当 OK， 都系肥啦。
弟兄姊妹要写低以赛亚书八章二十节，同埋使徒行传二十三章二十一十一节，唔系二十一节，十一节就系、是、好多时我哋真系要有神嘅话语，好似保罗佢唔系喺当时嚟到作呢个决定，佢系一路以来佢要记得神嘅话语，神嘅话语话俾佢听要去到罗马嘅时候，所以佢就可以喺当时嚟到作呢个决定，佢讲说话嗰阵时能够咁有力量。所以弟兄姊妹，我哋好多时作嘅决定是要同神佢嗰个嘅旨意是相同嘅，是一致嘅。我哋好多时作嘅决定会俾我哋嘅后果是有好多嘅伤痛，好多嘅痛苦，或者我哋作嘅决定是啱嘅时候，俾我哋带来好多嘅幸福同埋喜乐。
When you are as a lost, you don't know how to make a decision, then you confer with counsel, then sometimes the counsel will make the right decision. Sometimes the council will make a wrong decision. I'm not saying that when you confer with the council, it's always the right decision. I give you illustration. On the night Jesus was betrayed, they confer too. They confer with chief priest, high priest, leader, Pharisee, and all that people. What's the conclusion? Crucify him on the cross. Am I right? Am I right? Right? It's not always right. You still have to judge it yourself. The more God's word is hidden within your heart, the more you understand God's word. Even though one statement say, I appeal to Caesar. And you know, when Paul say that, I know the outcome. He will go to Rome. Because God say so. Because Acts chapter 23 verse 11, Jesus says so. And he's a faithful God. He's gonna guide his servant to say the right thing, and he's gonna deliver them from the hand of the enemy. And no one can touch him. Can you see? The act, is it so beautiful? Written by Paul, spoken by Paul, but written by Luke. Do you see that? I want you to go home and study that yourself and find out to see whether it's true or not. Alright?
所以我们很多时在一个的交叉路不知道怎样来到作决定的时候，好像这个腓斯都他跟这些议会商量了的时候，无论作出来的决定是对与否， 未必一定是作一个啱的决定。我俾大家的一个的例子，好似主耶稣要被卖嗰阵时，佢哋亦都系同呢啲嘅犹太嘅首领、呢啲嘅领导人、呢啲法利赛人，大家嚟到去商议，最后嘅结果系咩呢？仍然系要钉主耶稣基督喺十字架。究竟呢个决定系啱与否，我哋要自己嚟到去作决定。我哋越有神嘅话语藏喺我哋心里面嘅时候，我哋就能够作出呢个真嘅决定。可以，所以喺呢个嘅圣经佢讲到，保罗话：我要上告于凯撒。佢一咁样讲到嘅时候，我哋如果知道有神嘅话语，我哋知道个决定一定系会差派保罗去到罗马，因为主耶稣基督已经喺23:11讲咗，佢会去到罗马嚟到为主嚟到继续作决定。所以大家弟兄姊妹，当我越睇呢个嘅使徒行传嘅时候，我觉得系好好嘅经文，系保罗嘅行事，但系被呢个路加医生所记载所写出嚟嘅。所以弟兄姊妹翻到屋企仍然要继续再睇使徒行传。
From the human point of view, from the economical point of view, it is a lot cheaper to transfer Paul from Caesarea back to Jerusalem, up to Jerusalem.And from the human point of view, it's better to grant favor, to the Jewish leader, because the Jewish leader are very rich and give a lot of money to Festus. So from human point of view, from economic point of view, it doesn't make sense to transfer Paul from Caesarea to Rome. You understand? It's so far away. It costs so much money.
所以从人的
But from God's point of view, and that's what he has to go. Because Jesus has said, how you witness for me, testify for me in Jerusalem, you will testify for me in Rome.
所以从
so heaven always rule. Although I don't see Jesus here,But Jesus has said something already. And Paul had God's word within his heart. He knows what to say. I thank God for that. And help me to follow Paul in this way. And I know when I explain the scripture, I know I am right. And I know that. Because the Bible proved that. Does it make sense? That's how you can do it too in your own life. Okay?
所以从人的眼光来看，如果是审保罗的时候，保罗去到耶路撒冷审呢，就在经济上的原则和人的观点与角度来看呢，都是应该是好的。首先就是便宜一点，因为由凯撒利亚去到耶路撒冷的距离呢是近一点，所以呢运送保罗去到那里又便宜一点。但是同埋點解呢？因為呢啲嘅猶太人佢哋想嚟到去央求呢啲嘅腓都斯呢個大人嚟到想保羅去到耶路撒冷嗰度受審。但係呢啲猶太人佢哋本身又好有錢啦，佢哋都俾咗呢啲腓利斯呢啲大人呢好多金錢上嘅支持。但係保羅知道佢一定要由呢個凱撒利亞去到羅馬受審，因為主耶穌已經向佢顯現咗，佢唔單止喺耶路撒冷為見證，亦都要同神喺羅馬嚟到去作見證。
So I want to stop here. So what have you learned?
我想喺呢度停喺度，大家學到乜嘢嘢呢？
Whatever we say will be judged according to God's word. Sometimes what we say is right, sometimes what we say is wrong. If we find out that what we say is wrong, we take this moment to ask Jesus to forgive all our sins. We don't cover it up. He who conceals his sins will not be prosperous.He who confesses and renounces it will find mercy. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. Because in the future, everything we say either will be condemned or will be justified.
我们知道我们今日所讲的东西，我们是会将来被神来到去审判，无论我们讲对的说话或者错的说话，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要静低下来来到求神来到去原谅我们所犯的一切的错误。在箴言书28章13节，他说遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离开罪过的必蒙怜恤。 在马太福音12章37节，他都讲到，因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。This
is lesson number one.
第一样学到的功课
spoken word
就是你讲的说话
second thing
第二样
thing that we do. Sometimes we did the right thing. Sometimes we want to gain favor from people. Did the wrong thing. But from human point of view, you grant favor to other people, people give you a lot of good stuff. You want temporary blessing or future blessing? You want blessing from Jesus or you want blessing from man? That's the decision you have to be made. Because we all have to face judgment before Jesus. Whether spoken word or the action that you have taken. Alright? And you and I know that. Sometimes we are just like the Baptist. Say the right thing, and later on with so much pressure, so tempted with the favor from Jewish people, they are so rich, they can give you a lot of good stuff, then you say, do you want to go up to Jerusalem? You know, stuff like that, right? You know, you open your mouth to say things like that. And what if the conference, after they confer with the council, they say, okay, yeah, we make a decision. Go up to Jerusalem. That's cheaper. Right? Can it be like that? Then you'll be in deep trouble. Watch our action. Watch our word. All right? Our Heavenly Father, could you translate?
第二样嘢个学到嘅就系我哋要做一啲啱嘅嘢，好似我哋有阵时做啱嘅嘢，有阵时做错嘅嘢，好似呢个菲斯都大人，佢一方面佢就几分钟前佢系做啱嘅嘢，跟住之后佢又做错嘅嘢，因为喺人嘅眼光角度嚟睇。
差派保罗去到耶路撒冷受审系啱嘅，因为咧经济上原则系平啲，所以我哋弟兄姊妹们，我哋要留心我哋所作所言嘅事。可以讨人喜欢，可以讨神喜欢，你个作个决定就系讨神喜欢啦。可以讲人嘅说话，可以讲神嘅说话，你作个决定就系讲神嘅说话啦，系咪啊？ Our Heavenly Father, we come before you in the Holy Communion. It's the time for us to confess our sins, examine our own life, things that we have done, things that we have spoken. We either face the judgment now and confess our